Book of Genesis, chapter 13, verse 5 to verse 17. Now Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, but the land could not support them while they were staying together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. And quarreling arose between Abram's herdsmen and the herdsmen of Lot. The Canaanite and Perizzite were also living in the land at that time. So Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left." Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt towards Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the holy plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. The two men parted company. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched its tent near Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. The Lord said to Abram, "After Lot had parted from him, lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you." Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Anoint this time and use it mightily for your glory, O God. Anoint this message, O God. Anoint my lips and help me to deliver your message. Oh God, let your message bring healing and deliverance and revival and help and good health and soothing for the wound and the pain, oh God. Let your message bring teaching and understanding and wisdom in the way that you want us to live our life and how to make our relationship with the people around us. Lord, I pray that the message will bring change in the attitude of our life that will bring you glory and honor. Lord, take the message and bring it to those who are in need of your word. We thank you, O God. We bless you, Master. Bless your word and be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we know, all of us, when God had called Abram, Lot also went out with him. And God had blessed Abraham. And as Lot was with him moving, Lot was also blessed by the Lord. Sure, Abraham cared for his niece Lot and gave attention to him. And as he was growing, also Lot was happy to see that God is moving in the life of Lot, and he is happy that Lot is blessed by the Lord and he is under his care. But the time has come that when Lot was blessed, there was starting quarrel. Sure, Abraham, he was not expecting such things to happen. It should not be in this way. And he would expect that Lot will be a good help for him, a good support. He will be rewarded by Lot, and he will be a big aid for him. But we find here there's a quarreling happening between the men of Abraham and the men of Lot. And then we find that Abraham is speaking with Lot that they should not be quarreling, and we are brother. So Abraham here suggested to part company. The message today is not speaking about Lot's unfaithfulness or how he behaved in this way, but the message is teaching us what we need to do in circumstances when there's a friction, there's a quarrel, there's competition, there is fighting, and certain people, they want to be parted, they want to take what is belong to us, people that we may help, people that you may help and you cherish and you support and you see them growing. But then the time had come that those people that you expected from them to help you, they had been taken away from your sight, what you need to do. The message is teaching us to do today is a theme of to pardon and to forgive. What Abraham did, it may be unwise in the eyes of many people, but that is the right things that he need to do. Maybe the thing that Lot have taken away from him is a big things, but after all, God had promised Abraham more than what Lot have taken away from him. There may be people have taken certain things from you, but as you look unto God, God had a promise and God going to give you back things more than what had been taken away from you. We know that Lot have taken the wrong choice, wrong decision, wrong direction, and that may hurt more Abraham, but that does not affect Abraham's decision to pardon and to ask him that whatever he wants to choose, let him choose, and I will go into the direction that where God wants me to be. The action of Abraham and his attitude and behavior had opened the way for him to receive God's blessing. What is the value if you pardon and forgive and let people go and move and parted company without fight, without heartache, without quarrel? Let us read verse 14 and 15 from Genesis chapter 13. The Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had parted from him, lift up your eyes from where you are, and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. The importance of the action and decision of Abraham and what the thing he did, it was an opening for him from the Lord to receive the full blessing from God. He did not focus on Lot, but he focused on what God had given him. If Abraham would still focus on Lot, on and what Lot have taken away from him, and the time that he spent on Lot, and the strength that he spent on Lot, and the money that you had spent, and as you are, if you think about the thing that you had spent on the people, the money that you had spent on them, the time had you spent on them, the strength that you had spent on them, or on what they have taken from you, from opportunities, from money, from people, from houses, from lands, from hairs, if you still focus on this, you cannot see what God had promised to you. He said to Abraham, he said to you, lift up your eyes from where you are. We don't need to focus on earthly things. We don't need to focus on the thing that has been taken away from us. But we need from this day onward, from this moment onward, as we hear the word of God, we need to focus on the things that is ahead of us. And God had prepared for us to receive. In the book of the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, however, as is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God had prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. God had prepared for us things that we don't think, we don't imagine, we don't figure out. God had to prepare all these things for us to bless us and to give us more what we had lost from the past, from the people who were around us, from the circumstances that we may pass and we had passed through. Look into your life. 10 years ago, you might be quarreling and fighting for certain things. At that time, this thing that you were fighting and quarreling, it may be is of of important. It may be of important to you. It may be an important things that you had lost. But if I ask you today about it, you will tell me it is of no value. Many things. For us today it is important. But for the days to come, and the time will pass through and years will come, we will look into the past and we see that we are quarreling, we were quarreling and we were fighting for things are of no importance. Of no importance. God called us today to be more maturing Christians, more responsible Christians, more fixing our eyes into God and into His blessing and the things that He had prepared for us. God, as He promised Abraham, He is willing to give us things from all the direction, from where we can see, from what we can expect and more. God is going to bless us and give us. But He wanted from us to have this attitude, to pardon and to forgive and let it go. We don't need to focus onto the people or the circumstances or the condition that had caused us to lose things, but we need to look forward on what God had prepared for us. Certain time there must be people be parted away, because if they will not be parted away, we cannot see what God had prepared for us. Let them go and lift up your eyes from where you are. Let them go and focus on what God had prepared for you. We need to lift up our head and eyes toward unto God and look forward to the things that are ahead of us to receive. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 6 verse 12. You say, forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors, as we also have forgiven our debtors. When we pray, we ask God forgiveness because we have done sin, we have done wrong things against God and against people. And God's word here teaches us that we need to forgive those who hurt us, those who did bad to us. Why I need to forgive people? Why I need to forgive certain people whom I love and care, but they do bad to me? Why I need to forgive them? Because I have done also wrong things against God and against people. As I come in repentance and ask God the Lord to pardon me and forgive me, I need to be having the same heart to pardon and to forgive others. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sin. If I don't forgive, if I still focus on the thing that was taken away, then I cannot receive forgiveness from the Lord. But as I receive forgiveness from the Lord, I get assurance of my salvation. I need to release forgiveness to others. I should have the joy to release forgiveness to others because I have been released and I have been healed and had been accepted and get saved by the Lord. By the Lord. Luke chapter 23 verse 34, that is part of Jesus' story on the cross, that had happened on the cross after they crucified Him. They hurt Him, they pierced His feet and hands with nails. Jesus on the cross said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. And they divided up His clothes by casting lots. The Lord, when He was on the cross at that time, He took the decision to pardon them and to forgive them. Jesus, if He would fix His eyes on those who hurt Him, He will not be progressing and moving forward to the next station that God will bring him and God will take him to. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 say, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus was not looking on those who hurt him. And truly he prayed that God would forgive them, because they don't know what they are doing. They don't know what they were doing. Those who are hurting you, and those who are hurting me, those who have done wrong things, they don't know what they were doing. We don't need to fix our eyes on them, but we fix our eyes on the promise of God. As we repent, he forgives us our sins. So we need to pardon them and forgive them. Jesus pardoned those people and forgave them. And he deserved, and he took the place at the right hand of God the Father. We, in the same way, we need to endure today pain, suffering, insult, trials caused by people, hurt caused by people, because ahead of us, more blessing and more promises of the Lord to be fulfilled in our lives. What they were doing, those people who crucified Jesus, as we read in the same verse, Luke chapter 23, verse 34, and they divided up his cloth by casting lots. They divided the cloth of Jesus. They were at the feet of the cross of Jesus. They were possibly quarreling and fighting and competing who will take the pieces of the cloth of Jesus. These are unworthy things. These are earthly things. These are the things of no value. And what we quarrel today with the people around us, they are the things of no value. We don't need to quarrel. We need to lift up our eyes unto Jesus. They don't need these things. Those soldiers who crucified Jesus, they don't need his cloth. They need the Lord himself. And the same for us today. We don't need the thing that was taken away from us. And whatever they have taken from us is of no value. Whatever has been taken from us is not taken from us, but is taken from the Lord. We don't need to fix our eyes unto these things. We don't need to fix our eyes on the people whom we help, but they hurt us. We don't need to fix our eyes on the people whom we love and care, but they reward us in a negative and bad way. But we need to fix our eyes unto the Lord, who say to us, lift up your eyes from where you are, and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see, I will give you to you and your offspring. Let us fix our eyes today, not on the thing that it hurt us and disturb us, but let us lift up our eyes on the thing that God is going to give us and bless us. Let us be in God's presence. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to come and reign over our heart and lives. Let us be examined by the Holy Spirit. Let's start to forgive and pardon and release those who hurt us. As you are in the presence of the Holy Spirit, start to pray. Start to ask God to forgive your sin and release your forgiveness and pardon to those who hurt you, those who took your money, those who took your business, those who took the opportunity, those who took your house, those who took your belongings, those who took your clothes, those who took your food, those who took your job, those who took your future, those who took your ambition, those who took your things that's for you important, forgive them and pardon them. Let's pray. Let's be at peace with the Lord as we forgive others. The Lord will forgive us our sin, and the Lord will heal us and help us to go on and serve him. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for this day. Thank you for your word that you bring healing. Oh God, I realize today, oh Lord, that you have a great plan for me. And Lord, I forgive those who hurt me, those who take things from me. Lord, all what they have taken is of no value. And Lord, all what they have taken, they are not taken from me. They have taken it from you. Lord, I owe them nothing, oh God. And I lift up my eyes from where I am today. And I thank you for all your promises to me. Lord, I release forgiveness for those who hurt me, oh God. And Lord, I continue to pray for them that they will be in repentance and come back to their senses and be restored and delivered from the wrong decision and wrong step they have taken in their life. Lord, I receive your blessing, oh God, with faith. I thank you and I praise you, oh God. Lord, I pray right now, heal each and every heart and pain and wounds in the life of your people and everyone who hears the message and who respond to the message by pardoning and forgiving those who hurt them. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, show them your blessing, O God. Show them what you had to prepare for them, O Lord, from a blessing. We thank you, O God. We bless you, Jesus. Be with them and guide them. Lord, let your Holy Spirit remind us of your word today. Whenever people hurt us, whenever people harm us, whenever things go in the wrong direction, especially from people whom we care and love, we thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.